It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning, my little lovers. Today, we have a very exciting show. Back to my favorite topic. I feel like we got off for a while, and we're talking about politics, which is a total boner kill, and now we're talking about sex, my favorite. So today's guests are Susan Austin from the Mustang Ranch. Welcome, Susan.
Good morning, Marilyn.
And Wild Horse, of course, of the course. Local madam, and one of her esteemed working girls, former porn star Sarah Faye.
Good morning.
Welcome. I'm very excited to have this transition of porn into a working girl so we can talk about the whole industry and both sides of it. If you guys want to actually call a porn star, and I know those of you who are listening totally watch it, so don't pretend you don't. You can use a fake name, but you can actually talk to Sarah. 823-1920 or Susan or both. Total fantasy. 823-1920. So please feel free to call in or I'll just keep asking the fun questions. So Sarah, former porn star, when did you start in porn? You're 25 years old now. When did that start?
I started doing adult movies in 2006.
Okay.
I am a very sexual, sensual person. And
I would hope.
Oh, yeah.
Although some girls fake it. Do you see the fakies and you're in that industry where you're like, get out of here, amateur?
Yeah, you can totally tell when chicks are faking it.
And they're miserable and they're like, this is my hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you get a little bit of that everywhere, but
yeah, no kidding. So, okay. So 2006, you start porn. How does this occur to you? Like, I think I'll do porn.
Well, men are always taking me out, buying me things. I have a lot of boyfriends.
This does not happen to me. Okay. Let's just back up. This is why I'm not in porn, because men don't buy me anything. Not even coffee. Go ahead, Sarah. Yeah. We're talking about you.
And then a little light bulb came on. I'm like, you know what? Hey, I think I might want to do porn. I like having sex and I could get paid for it and it's fun and exciting. I could meet new people. So I called up an agency and asked them, you know, hey, how do I go about doing it? And they said, come on down. And there is not a casting couch.
I was like, is there an interview process or is there like a, we want to watch you have sex to see if you're good on film?
No, they just send you to really reputable production companies and stuff like that. And they report back. You know, hey, she's a go. Hey, she's a no. You know,
do they try you on film? Is that how they report back?
Yeah, that's pretty much how they do it.
How scared were you the first time?
I was very nervous.
Okay, because I'm scared for you right now. Like, I'm like all boxed up. My shoulders are all hunched over like, oh my God, she's on film.
Yeah, it's like going on a first date, you know, when you're
yeah, only it's a little more. It's filmed. Uh-huh. I mean, I've seen your photos. You have nothing to be insecure about in your nakedness. I will say that right now, but holy cow, it's video. Mm-hmm. I mean, had you been on video in any way, like clothed before or had any experience with that? Because that's nerve-wracking anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm not very camera shy.
No, I'm sure not. No.
Yeah. I hate taking pictures, but I love doing video.
Oh, how funny. Mm-hmm. Why do you hate pictures?
Because you got to just stay there and...
In a fake face?
Yeah, I really don't want to smile right now, but okay.
All right. But she's good at it.
Yeah, I know.
I've watched her.
Yeah. Okay, that's a fair question. Okay, so you do porn and you like it. It's not something that you had any trouble getting into.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love having sex. I love men. I love women. Everything about it.
So at first, were you scared? Like, oh my God. Okay, let's back up. Do you have siblings and, you know, parents that you talk to?
Uh-huh.
Were you scared? Like, oh my God, my mom's going to see me on a video or my brother or...
Well, you know... My siblings are a lot younger, so they have no idea anything about what porn is right now. But my mom is...
So we think, boys with a magazine under the bed.
Mm-hmm. My mom's really open about things and always asks me questions because, you know, she needs sex advice. She's single now, trying to get back into the game.
Oh, does that creep you out? Or make you squirmy like every one of us. It's like, oh God, my mom has sex.
Yeah. Mom, God, I don't want to know that. You know, stop.
Yeah. See? Okay. Because I was just laughing about this before we came on thinking, okay, you're a porn star and a working girl now. And still you're squeamish about thinking your mom has sex. I mean, some things are just universal. You just can't get desensitized to the level of the parents and them to us. Yep. So your mom knows, obviously.
Yeah. My mom knows. It's actually pretty funny how she found out.
Yeah. Tell us how she found out.
Okay. Well, she knows that I see a lot of different people. I go out and I worked in an office of a very well-known adult modeling agency. So I was always
around sex.
What's
an adult model?
An adult model is a porn star. Like, not everyone is considered a porn star.
They're like catalogs, like sex toys, lingerie, that sort of thing. Okay. Yep. All right. Just for those of us that don't think about this much.
Things like that. And she kind of made hints about like, hey, are you doing it? And I would always like go off the subject. Like, okay, no, I'm not going to answer that. Well, one day she calls me and, you know, when your parents say your name a certain way and you're like, oh, crap.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like with the middle name after it, for example. Mm-hmm. I am dead.
She's like, I'm going to ask you something and I want you to be honest with me. I'm like, oh, I know what it is.
Dead.
Have you ever done any of those on TV porno thingies? I'm like, yes. Oh, and then she goes, oh my God. You know, I thought she was upset and she's crying. And then she goes, I just didn't like the way they did your makeup. I'm like, oh my God. Thank God. You know, me with these girls and a box of naughty toys in front of us didn't bother her. She just tells
me. Just the makeup.
To be safe and don't have sex with too many people.
I know, that's what, like, is that cumulative in one video or over time?
I don't know. But
don't ask. I think we may not like the answer, Mom. Okay, yeah. Well, does that give you comfort that your mom knew what you were doing and was okay with it, though?
Yeah, totally.
Don't all of us need our parents to, you know, approval no matter what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the brothers don't know?
No. They're too little to know. And
thank God. You're like, whew.
Yeah.
So you obviously have a fan base from your porn career. Mm-hmm. How do you get the word out now that they can actually sleep with you? Because I can't imagine how many boys have this fantasy that they can sleep with a porn star they watched in a video for so many years.
Well, I'm very active on the Mustang Ranch website, worldfamousbrothel.com.
And they also have mustangranch.com and thewildhorse.com. Mm-hmm. Are you on all three of those websites?
No, just the Mustang Ranch.
Okay, so that's where you are. That's the house you're in.
Yep, that's okay. My house.
All right, because I've been out there and there's a different vibe, shall we say, in each house.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the Mustang Ranch house is naughtier. A little naughtier. That's how I felt. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
The day I was there.
There
was more nakedness, like on display. Yeah. So that seems like a good fit for you, in my unprofessional opinion.
But you're right.
Yeah.
It's a great fit for her.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're on the websites, and do you like blog on the World Famous Brothel website?
I do. I constantly post pictures. I also, I go onto a lot of social networking sites.
Oh, okay, like Facebook and MySpace and all this.
MySpace. I'm mainly active on MySpace.
Okay.
Have a profile on there.
So have you had people that are your fans come?
Uh huh. I have.
Was that fun?
It was totally fun, and just like the look on their face, and they ask me so many questions, and they're just so intrigued by things. And then, you know, even sometimes people have brought their significant other in.
Oh, wow.
And have done couple parties. We're all about bringing out the fantasies and the sexual, sensual things together and make things better, or, you know.
I always think people are weird enough when they have obsessions over Hollywood movie stars or actresses, but porn obsession to me is more understandable and yet weirder. Like when they think that's your real life, and I've known these people, come on, they get divorced and that's my business. Mm-hmm. So they'll come in, they'll be like, yeah. And then she had this scenario and this, and they think it's like a real plot and those are your real boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Do they come in to the Mustang and ask you like, what about Jeremy? Or, and you're like, hey, creepy guy, that's fake.
Yeah, they do. And I just politely try to explain to them.
We broke up. So I'm available for you.
Yeah, I'm always available,
baby. Because you're clearly in fantasy land. Okay, I want to be a fly on the wall for that. I like weird people. Admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you eventually stopped doing porn and now you work at the Mustang Ranch. How did that transition occur and when?
That was last year. I started working at the ranch in August. The reason why I did that is I just wanted to do something new. Try something new, take a break from doing the movies, because there are a lot of good things about the porn industry and there are also a lot of bad things about the porn industry. such as like drugs, alcohol, you know, people partying too much. And I just wanted to get away from it and meet new people and change friends and stuff. So I came out here and also working at the Mustang Ranch. It's a safer, cleaner environment. Mm-hmm. You have protected sex. You're tested every week for everything.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And it's a drug-free house.
Unlike porn. So porn, protected sex, unprotected, both?
Honestly, most porn is unprotected sex. And you are only tested once a month.
Okay.
For everything.
Was that scary for you?
It was. Like, once I started getting into it and really thinking about it, and thank goodness I've never had an STD, nothing bad happened to me, but...
Yeah, that's lucky.
It's always something that can be there, you know, and can happen.
Well, I can imagine, though, they don't want to film, you know, protection. It's not exciting unless it's on the Spice Channel.
Yeah.
Where they don't show it, so... Mm-hmm. Okay, it's good to know. So how has the transition gone for you? We have a break coming up, so we're going to talk about that when we get back. So you want to entice the people listening, because I'm interested in the transition. Mm-hmm. But you've been there a year now, and are you liking it?
I love it. And actually, we started our own production company at the Mustang Ranch, called Mustang Ranch Productions, of course.
Oh, okay.
And it's all girl-on-girl movies.
Okay.
And Susan and I... get some girls together and ask them if they'd feel comfortable doing it. So you can also watch the movies that us ladies do together.
Okay.
Turn yourself on and you can actually come have sex with your own personal movie star.
That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm.
One of the fun things about it is they also use toys and demonstrate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's also
like instructional.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's an instructional video.
There you go. And do you sell those videos through your website, Susan?
We sell, you can download them.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they're like web-based.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, when we get back from the break in a moment, we're going to talk about the transition between porn and being a working girl, because it's interesting to me how that translates. We'll be right back.
Suffering from insomnia, Phil Hendry can ease the pain.
You comb your hair in a duck ass, and you're trying to tell me about raising kids.
1 to 4 overnights on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and as ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fox 1270.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and we are here with former porn star Sarah Faye, who is now working for the lovely Susan Austin of the Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse Saloon. And we were talking about the transition that she made from porn into the working girl world of brothels. So how was the transition for you? What were the differences that you had to, you know, adapt to, Sarah?
Well, the money is a lot different.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's a transactional as opposed to film credit kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not going up to a company and, you know, you shoot your movie and then you get a check at the
end of the
day.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to negotiate. It's just set.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just get your rate and then you're gone. But with here, you know, each girl sets her own rates, does different things. And that was the most difficult part for me, was to try to figure out how to do that.
Okay. And talk about money. It's still uncomfortable for me to talk about money, and I'm not trading sex for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still uncomfortable for me. I'm a big weirdo with money. I'm like, you have to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird. Yeah. So I'm sure that's hard.
Yeah. That was just the most difficult thing. Everything else was really smooth, natural. Everyone there is so friendly. And Susan interacts with all of us ladies. If we're having, you know, issues with something or need advice, she's available for
us. She's a house mama.
Mm-hmm.
I have watched her in action, and I was talking to her before we came on the show, because Dell and I are recently obsessed with the Myers-Briggs personality tests, because we're random like that. And I was saying, I wonder what Susan is. She must be a caretaker. Like, that has to be your Myers-Briggs personality.
Mm-hmm.
She's so nurturing and such a mommy out there. Mm-hmm. And the girls seem really comfortable with her, and not in a tyrant way like some of, you know, the other brothels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was hard for you. What about the actual sex act? Was it different, and how so, in the context of a brothel versus the movie industry?
Well, with the movies, you know pretty much what you're going in to do. You pick out your positions that you're going to do, and that's it.
It's like scripted.
Yeah, it's pretty much scripted.
Because it has to be.
Mm-hmm. But I like working for the Mustang Ranch a lot better, because it's more intimate. You talk to the gentleman or the couple or the lady or whoever it is that you're going to go back. We call it go have sex, but we call it party. Mm-hmm. To go party. And it's more intimate. You don't got to do anything you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
And in the porn industry, you do. They tell you what to do, and you do it.
Yeah. You know, and no, I don't know if I can say this, but I don't want to take a pop shot on my face, but you have to, you know, but here,
but
it's everything. Everything there is safe, clean, and highly controlled.
What about the fake versus the real? Like, how much of the porn industry is fake?
I'd have to say, like, orgasm wise.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
Okay. Well, most of the time, the lady is faking it about 75% of the time.
What about the dudes? They can't fake it.
I mean, it's easier for us, because all we got to do is get lube and make the face and do the moves and stuff.
The fake quivers.
But the guys, they have it harder in doing the adult movies, because they're told when it's time to do the money shot.
And it better happen.
And like, you got 4 minutes and then it has to happen.
Which is so weird to think and so unnatural. Do they
so much
use
pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. Building although, up. I never feel sorry for men though. I'm like, whatever. Tough, baby. So do they take a lot of Viagra in the porn industry? Men?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They take a lot of Viagra.
They probably have more men like versus women because they only have so many times they can go and you guys can fake it all day. So they have to use more guys. I would assume.
Most guys can't do multiple scenes in a day, but us women can. So
you guys make more money or do you get paid less like every industry?
No, the women make more money than the men do.
Good, finally. It's about time. I'm so happy to hear it.
It's just, it's really difficult for the guys getting in unless you're some well-known adult movie star. You start out getting paid very little.
All right. You got to get your popularity up for, that's like any media industry though, I'm sure. Okay. So not fake, obviously, at the Mustang. I mean, is it more satisfying to you? Do you get more pleasure?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's because I'm doing everything that I feel comfortable with doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's, what about you, Susan? What do you think about the transition of porn stars into prostitution? Have you seen other people try to make the transition? What's it normally like?
To be honest with you, having the credentials of being an adult star is not necessarily the ticket into making it into the house.
Okay.
They don't always make the transition. A good working girl, the secret of a good working girl is that she has to have a really good heart and enjoy the men, enjoy the sex. Adult stars don't always enjoy the sex. It's, as we've just discussed,
a performance.
It's a performance. Sure. It's an act.
Yeah.
When you get in that room one-on-one with a man, that's not an act. You have to care about each man that walks into your room. So they don't always make the cut. Very rarely does an adult star make it. Sarah Faye is one of those genuine, warm, wonderful people that was able to make that transition. We have a few others, but I'm going to tell you, very few adult stars actually make that transition.
Well, and we had talked previously when you'd come on before about strippers or dancers. Is that a similar sort of analysis of about why they don't make the transition? It's sort of an act and fake to being a caretaker again?
Yes, very similar. The women who work in the strip clubs are there to get as extract as much money as they can for as little as they give.
Yeah.
And walk.
Yeah.
Where our ladies have to go in the room and be very genuine and care about what's happening, and they have to negotiate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the topic of negotiation, do you guys charge a flat fee for the event or the particular service as opposed to an hourly rate typically?
It depends on each lady.
Okay.
With me, I don't know how to say it right, but I try to accommodate everybody's budget.
Okay.
You know, obviously, the more you spend, the more you can do, as with life.
Yeah. Yes.
So I don't know. It depends on the person.
Okay. But sometimes there would be like a daily charge if they want to stay for the day.
You can do anything from the mild to the wild. You can come in and do something
spend the
quick.
Week.
You can spend the day, a couple hours, spend the week, like you said. There's so much fun things that you can do there. And it's accommodating. It's like a spa. It's like a resort. We have everything there.
No, they do. It's beautiful too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With all the amenities.
Yeah, that's true. A little bit more than the amenities, Susan, if we're being totally honest. The spas I've been to, not so satisfying. No. So do you guys have radio, Playboy radio connections as well at the Mustang?
Yes, we do. Playboy radio comes out and does a remote from our facility at the Mustang once a year.
Okay. And do you go on as well during the year?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love to go on to their shows. Tiffany. It's one of my favorite shows to go on to. And of course, Night Call Girls.
Yeah. And I think it's on satellite, isn't it? So we don't have FCC, unlike me, who cannot ask the questions I want today.
That's right. It's on satellite. So I don't have to sit quietly.
No, I sound like a prude, but I have to FCC regulate.
Okay. That's all right. We can accommodate that too.
I know. You guys are quite good at that. I hit the mic and it's doing crazy stuff. So personal life outside the Mustang Ranch. Let's back up though. When you are doing porn back a few years, what was your personal life like? What do you tell people when you're on the club scene like all of us single girls did when they say, what do you do for a living? Do you say I'm a porn star?
Well, you gotta try to feel out the person, you know.
You don't say it at church.
No. You know, most of the time I tell them straight up, I'm an adult video performer. I do adult movies.
Video performer. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to get the terms right.
That, or I just tell them I work in an office. You know, you got to try to feel it out. Obviously, if you tell them you do adult movies, they're going to ask you 1,000 questions. And that's the last thing that I want to do when I'm trying to go out and have fun and relax and get away from work is talk about work.
Yeah. No, fair enough. So we have a little joke in the lawyer industry that when we tell men that we're lawyers, they're like, oh God. So stewardess and teacher seem to go over the best. We've done some experimenting. So just a heads up in case you want to lie.
But we found out in our industry, honesty is the best policy because otherwise it bites us in the bottom later.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're filmed. It's hard to deny that later. Nobody films me in law. So
yeah. Or the best friend walks up and goes, oh, hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's fair. So same thing. Same question, though. Now that you are working in a brothel, do you tell people that as well when you're out in the public world?
No, not everybody. It's a very sensitive subject job. You have to be careful who you tell, because some people, you know, in certain counties it's legal, but other people freak out about it. I just tell people, you know, I work at the ranch. Oh, the ranch, you work with animals? No.
There are some of them are animals. Yeah, some of them, they like to be treated like animals. Mm-hmm. They look like animals.
We've had companies refuse to come out and take care of our businesses. Oh. Because of who we are.
Really?
We are. Yes.
I guess amazing. I shouldn't be that shocked.
Yeah. There are some narrow-minded people in this town.
But the economy is bad. They can't afford to say no right now.
That's what I thought.
Better loosen it up.
Yeah. Well, that and people treat you differently, too. I'm a normal person. We're all normal people that work there.
Sure.
And it's a job, and we enjoy doing it, and it's fun. But when you tell someone you're a legal prostitute, the first thing, if it's a chick, you're going to try to take my husband from me.
Or, like, you know, no, I so don't want him.
You ruin my
for an hour.
Yeah. You know,
if he'll pay.
Yeah,
exactly. And his wallet first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's funny. And when the girls leave the house, a lot of times they're more conservative than your average lady on the street.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you look at my ladies, they look more conservative. They act more conservative. It's really interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Socially, when you say conservative, like socially, they
dressed, conservatively dressed.
They don't talk like sailors like me.
Exactly.
I always said, seriously, Susan has way more class than me. I am a vulgar sailor and I talk crass. And Susan has this like way of dancing around really intimate topics and it's almost poetic. Mm-hmm. And I'm just straight for it. So it's true with you for sure. So that's interesting that you say that.
Well, it is. It's funny. And like you said, we're not interested in the men unless they throw their wallets in first.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Well, that's the way it works. Sorry, boys. Quit your whining. They don't really whine about it, though. They know it.
No, they know it up front. They're paying up front as opposed to in the rear.
Yeah. No, it's true. Dell's commenting on the screen about how she would trust a prostitute more with her husband than half the club rats out there.
Well, that's it. Absolutely
she said the prostitute will send him home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Intact.
She wants to send him home. We do not want to keep you.
No, so it's catch and release.
Yeah, absolutely. So boyfriend, personal life, do you guys, most of the working girls have boyfriends or husbands at any given time? I mean, obviously sometimes you don't, sometimes you do.
There's a little bit of everything there. Some ladies have husbands, some have boyfriends, some are single, some have girlfriends, some have kids, some don't have kids. Some of us have degrees, have gone to college. Some are lawyers there's a little bit of everything there.
I'm thinking the lawyers are probably bottoms just because we have to be in charge outside.
Yeah. Well, that and they're trying to go through school and stuff and it's a way to make extra money.
Absolutely. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we'll keep talking about personal life of Sarah and other working girls and how it works out for them.
Not just news, your chance to talk about it. Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 6 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour 24 hours a day. with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net. Not calm.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Do you know where to find your vehicle's recommended tire pressure? Did you say on the tire? Ooh, sorry. Think again. The best place to find the recommended tire pressure is on a sticker, usually located inside the driver's door, or check the owner's manual. Driving on underinflated tires can cause excess heat buildup, and that can cause tire damage and even tire failure. Make sure you check your tire pressure at least once a month and before long trips. It will save you money at the gas pump and keep you safe. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
News Radio, 1270.
That's a very hard line to follow. You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and I cannot not laugh.
Okay, I think it was appropriate, though, because when I went to the ranch, I felt like every girl there was like looking at the guys with adoration, love, nurturing. They made them feel like a virgin.
Totally. No, it's appropriate, but it's like, I cannot follow the virgin song. I've had too many children. So, all right, we are talking to Susan Austin, and we are also talking to former porn star Sarah Faye, who works for Susan Austin now at the Mustang Ranch. And I keep forgetting to give you guys a phone number because this is so interesting to me. I don't want to share, but I'm going to give it to you again, even though you're wimps. 823-1920, of course, 823-1920. If you want to call and talk to either of these beauties, you may. You can also Facebook me as usual. Questions or comments on my personal Facebook, and I will ask the ladies if you are too shy to call and talk to them. So we were talking about boyfriends, husbands, that sort of thing. And Sarah, do you currently have a boyfriend or husband yourself? Because we were talking about the other girls.
I date a lot. I'm way too busy to be strapped down to just one person. And I'm always go, go, go.
Fair enough. So do you have sex outside of your life at the ranch? I mean, are you over it by then?
No, I'm a very sexual person. I love having sex.
Is it different? Outside of work?
Yeah, it is. It's different, you know, because I'm not going to be, okay, well, how much are you comfortable spending?
You don't do that as a matter of routine accidentally. Sometimes I answer my home phone with my office. I'm just saying.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, please.
Well, when Lance and I first got together, I used to, after we'd have sex, I'd lay there in bed and I'd start mentioning all my bills, because that's what you do when you're working, girl, after you've had a party. You're mentally thinking, okay, I've just paid the Visa, I just paid the electric.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was forced a habit. I just didn't realize I was talking out loud.
Oh, no. He's like, it's awful. Done it.
Fortunately, he was a man who understood.
Yeah. Well, at least he knew what you did. That's where Susan said you need to be honest, because otherwise you get busted. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So, okay, well, that's amazing that you still have sex afterwards, because as Dell and I were saying, we don't want to practice law when we leave home. So we were wondering if it's still fun and if it's different. Are there certain acts you personally reserve just for the intimate man in your life that you won't do at the ranch? Or is it all carte blanche?
I mix everything in. Okay.
Because I have some of those friends that are like, I only give back door to someone I love. I'm like, oh, well, that's a strange gesture of love, but okay. Mm-hmm. So just checking, you know, to each their own. Technique. How do you brush up on your technique? Because I presume technique is more important at the Mustang than it was on film, because film is how good does it look. Whether it feels good and works, no one cares. It's just, does it look good on film, and makes it probably awkward at times to be in really strange positions. Uh-huh. So the camera can fit underneath you. How has that changed? Have you brushed up on your technique in going to the Mustang to try to be a better performer?
Definitely. I mean, it's all about your people skills. You know, it's pretty much... I like to consider it customer service. You know, you go in with a good attitude. And like Susan said, you have to have a heart to work there and be genuine with a person, not have to put on an act. If you don't get along with somebody, okay, fine. Go find someone else for them and bring them to him.
And do you do that sometimes? Do you find some men just aren't clicking with you?
Yeah, that, or I ask them, hey, what type of lady do you like? Or what are you looking for? You know? And I'll be like, I got the perfect friend for you.
All right. Fair enough. Were you nervous when you started the Mustangs? I know we talked about how nervous you were to be filmed the first time. What were the nerves like transitioning into that?
Well, you know, holding a conversation with someone that you don't know. There's more talking. It's more intimate, like I said, and conversating.
Was that uncomfortable at first? Or
Yeah, because you don't really know the person.
Especially about sex. No, seriously, I'd have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm walking in, I have to have sex with you, I have to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, so what do? I have sex with you. I would just be like a robot. Aren't I attractive? This is why I would not make it.
That would probably go over.
You're trying to have sex with me. That's not hot. No. So I would need a conversation technique to start.
Yeah.
We were actually being a little catty before, and sometimes I would blurt out too physical attributes they may or may not have. So poker face, is that something you guys have to practice? Because
you got to have a good poker face, because people are paying attention.
And some people look funny naked, and especially those that look funny naked, I assume, are probably self-conscious and want to not feel self-conscious. That's why they come out there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of time that's why they're there, right?
I don't know how you guys hold your crap together, because I'd lose it. I would. I'm a jerk. I laugh at my own body, though.
We have to look beyond the physical presentation. We have to look into their heart. Yeah. See, who they are. Yeah.
So much for my caretaking. I can do that, but I don't know if I can do it naked. Like, I have to see them clothed for a while first, then it's okay. But if you just drop your drawers, I don't know you, I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Yeah. So do you guys teach classes out of the Mustang as far as techniques are concerned? If people want to learn, like if you have a husband that's like, my wife is terrible at giving oral, can I bring her out to the Mustang and have like a couple's lesson on how to do it well?
Absolutely. They can come out and negotiate with a young lady. And usually it's better they talk to me first.
What the point is.
Yeah, and I'll point them to the right lady for that particular
lesson.
That's right.
And that's kind of fun, because these women are so smooth in their conversation and their technique of tricking you into it. You can bring your wife out there and not tell her it's because you're terrible in the sack, honey. And they'll teach her without
reconnecting.
Insulting. There.
Reconnecting.
There you go. Reconnecting to pleasure because you're terrible.
Well, so. It's because sometimes you
forget.
Don't
say that. Yeah.
Sometimes you forget. You get caught up in the children and the running of the house.
Yeah.
And everything else, you just forget. You're too tired.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But also, some of them just never learned the skill. So.
Well, no. Who taught them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Nobody.
Nobody.
That's true. And men, here, let's get some tips for men, because I'm tired of boys. Tips for men. Give me some tips, Sarah, and you too, Susan. What can we help men with so that they don't have these problems? Maybe they need to communicate.
Yeah, be honest. I mean, that's the key thing right there. Straightforward. With my job, what I do is I ask, what do you want?
What's your fantasy?
What do you want to do?
What do you like?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you like this better than that?
And does some not even know what they like because no one's ever asked them?
Some don't.
Yeah. So you show them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, here's this. How does that feel versus this?
A versus B.
Exactly.
Versus C.
One and two. One and two.
Got it.
I mean, it's true. Some need to be led to what they like. Mm-hmm. But communicate, guys. If you have a preference, not the old, you know, whatever you like, whatever you want to do. That's A, not a turn on. It's not masculine. Have an opinion. Mm-hmm. And B, you won't get what you want. We can't always guess.
That's right.
So, okay. And
we're
what
not
else?
Mind readers.
Yeah, seriously. What else do we want men to know to make women happy so they don't, you know, have to use prostitutes if they don't want to?
They need to listen to us and pay attention. Pay attention.
Don't you feel like women are straightforward and we spell out our needs because men are so hard at picking them up that any type of personality in a woman ends up being straightforward? So they do. You guys, seriously, you need to listen, okay? You're listening to a porn star and a working girl and a former working girl and madam right now. And me, lame old lawyer girl. So, and it's the same answer.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, all walks of life, same answer. Listen. We're spelling it out for you. And tell us what you want so we don't have to guess.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting. Okay. That's exciting stuff.
You know, 40% of our parties don't involve sex at all.
That's interesting to me. What a... They just want to talk?
Yeah. It's lonely. Lonely. Yeah. They just want to be reassured they're okay. Yeah.
So it sounds like women need to listen too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's a two-way street.
Or pay attention to the subtleties because there are those men that cannot communicate and we need to obviously listen to their other signals, body language, behavior. Are they not coming home anymore? There's a reason.
Yeah. You haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. Oh, there's a reason, honey.
He quit trying to have sex with you when he used to annoy you.
Start talking.
Susan is so funny. I haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. That might be an indicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep it hot.
He quit answering your phone calls. I had that husband. I know you're listening too. Quit answering my phone calls.
None of my exes live local, so I'm okay.
I know. Mine were all warned. I actually called my first ex-husband before I started the radio show and said, I just want you to know I'm starting a radio show and you're going to be made fun of. He's like, why do you have to do that to me? You're such good material. You are such good material. You did such stupid crap. Like peeing in the hamper. No, that's not the bathroom. No, drink some more. That I have to talk about it. But I will give him a fake name because he's a nice dude. He doesn't need to be trashed. We have a break coming up and then we're going to come back and catch up on our last few questions from these lovely ladies. Thanks so much.
Michael Savage has an opinion.
My lawyers are the best. Your lawyers are horrible. They're terrible people. I've never seen anything like it.
On Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us. If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Fox 1270.
You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and we have our last segment with the lovely Susan Austin and former porn star Sarah Fay, and we are having such a good time. I hate coming on the air because we have way more fun off the air with the FCC. Nasty, boring people. So let's talk about what's going on at the Mustang Ranch. We mentioned the Playboy Radio. So when they come out and do a live remote, Susan, what's going on? I mean, are you guys like having sex on air out there talking about it and hearing the noisies?
It's wild.
Yeah.
Because everything's going on.
They don't do that in the studio, obviously.
No, they're not allowed.
Yeah.
So they get out to me and they're going crazy. Everything wild.
Does that shock the Playboy staff that isn't used to having that in the studio sometimes?
Yeah.
In a good way? Maybe in a good way.
In a good way.
Have you participated in those events, Sarah?
Yeah, I even blush.
I know. She said that and I was like, wow. Seriously, that's the all-time standard. If you're making former porn star and working girl blush on a Playboy radio, it's worth listening to.
Yeah.
Do you know if they archive those on the Playboy Radio's website?
I'm not sure they do. Surely they must.
Okay, because, we'll go check it out if you guys want to hear them. So you guys do, you said afternoon advice and night callers. What is afternoon advice? Do you take calls?
Afternoon advice is they take calls, and it's Tiffany Granath, and it's wonderful. And we talk about all different types of subjects, usually relationship subjects.
Oh, funny.
And then night calls is lewd and lascivious.
Oh, dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what Dr. Drew wishes, because I was like, oh, yeah, Yeah, because seriously, I've watched Dr. Drew and I'm not feeling sexual. I'm like repulsed most of the time. So this is actually titillating. It's not repulsive.
It's not repulsive at all.
It's fun. It's not just tips. It's actually people doing it at Mustang. So that's fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's the real deal. It's not just talk.
Not just talk.
So you were in Penthouse Magazine, Miss Thing over there. Yes. And now you are doing a column. Are you not, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about this column in Penthouse. This is exciting.
This is exciting. I'm going to be doing a column and it'll be stories about me and stories about the girls of the house and just different fun excerpts. I mean, a lot of things have happened in the house over the last year.
Yeah, I want to read it because I've heard some stories and they're so interesting to me.
Oh, it's so much fun. And then we'll have people who will write in and ask questions, you know, ask the madam what you've always wanted to know. You know, advice from the madam.
Well, and then they can use fake names and not be such wusses
like
they are here. No, they'll know my voice. My wife will hear me, which is actually smart voice. Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
So, Sarah, what look do you sport most often when you are strolling around the Mustang that gets the most dudes? What's your hottest dude trapper so I can sport it if I ever become single again? I want to sport the look.
Honestly, I wear little plaid flannels like this.
Okay, she's got a little plaid flannel shirt
and
on.
And with no bra, no nothing underneath.
She has big jugs, in case people are wondering.
Yep.
So mine would look way less hot. That'd be like a sad balloon show
for
me.
Get a sexy little push-up bra, you know, some guys
okay,
like that.
All right,
and
okay, thank
you. And a G-string and some sexy heels.
So you're like walking around a G-string all day.
Yeah, with my butt hanging out.
I'm totally comfortable sporting my G-string as my outfit, but I'm not at the Mustang, like in my house. That's how I cook. And it's not because I look good. It's just the most comfortable thing to wear.
But in the hair and the face, she has that hot secretary look going on.
Without her pants.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just be honest, Susan.
Yeah.
My hot secretary wears pants and she's hot, but she's not in her thong. Oh, she is, but you don't get to see it.
But this is the fantasy.
I know. No, I love it. Like, I can totally see. And boys are so literal that they're like, yes, hot secretary with no pants. She wants it.
That's right.
Like, there's no question now. She's not wearing her pants. Oh, I love it. Okay.
It's spelled out.
But transition this look for me outside the doors of the Mustang. Skirt, pants, tight jeans. I mean, I need to wear pants, so I need to know how to sport this look.
Yeah.
All right. Any of the above?
Any of the above.
All right. Yeah. This is good to know.
Yeah. Well, look how she's dressed today.
I know. She has she's jeans. She put jeans on with the look.
Yes.
But I can see her boobies. She has a low tank top.
She has a T-bar underneath those jeans. I'll bet
she's got, is that the T-bar?
Actually, I do.
And it's red. There you go. See?
And I'm the madam, and I've never quit wearing a T-bar.
No, there's no reason to have four butts, too. Let me just back up, people. I wear a thong, not because I'm hot in it, because four of my butts are not as cute as two. Like, are you kidding me? It just cuts you right in the middle, and you have double bun on each side. I don't care how thin you are or how in shape you are. Four butts is not attractive.
No, it's not.
Nor is your
uncomfortable.
Cup, nor is your cup running over when your bra's too small with that stupid spillage line. Mm-hmm. It's just
muffin
ill-fitting.
Top.
Yeah, muffin top on your boobs.
Where
ill-fitting
correct size?
That's right.
Yeah,
your correct size.
And the fatter you are, the more you should be wearing a thong because you have more gush to make four butts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, seriously, I see these girls in these like tight sweats and the granny panties, and I'm like, I'm seriously vomiting in my mouth. That's not hot at all.
No.
I actually take pictures of them and put it on Facebook. I do. One in New York. I was like, how do you like the four butts, boys? And she had a great little butt. I'm like, why are you doing this to your backside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because guys see you coming towards them and leaving.
Yeah, they do. I hate that. I just had someone drop me off from lunch the other day and he's like, I'm going to watch you walk in the building and look at your butt. I'm like, don't tell me.
You're all walking funny.
Don't tell me. I was like holding my butt in, like clenching it and pulling my dress away from it. Stop.
I have these special skirts that all embroidered down my backside.
Well, Susan's got quite a rear on her. She's got the total J-Lo booty and this tiny little waist. Mine's not as cute, Susan. It's gotten flatter. I don't know what's going on. Evolution is ruining me. I look like my mom's flat butt now.
Well,
sorry, Mom.
There's fixes for that.
I know, but I don't have that much energy to worry about it. I'll just wear better pants or something and not. Don't tell me if you're looking at my butt. Don't. It's traumatizing. How do you guys do that? That's the only thing. I would be self-conscious. I'm sporting it all around the bar in my thong.
No, I'm not self-conscious at all.
I know. Yeah. Well, I guess you just get over it, right?
You get over it. Yeah.
That or you just look and you're like, I know you're looking.
Yeah
they don't care, right? And that's the thing. What type of girl is most popular? I mean, do men like all types? Because you have all types out there.
Men.
They just
their
like girls.
Opinion of beauty changes every 5 minutes.
I know. That's they are a moving target.
Yes. Excuse me.
Well, thank you girls so much for coming on. You were awesome. And please get on their website, thewildhorse.com and mustangranch.com and theworldfamousbrothel.com. And we'll see you guys next week.